Robert,
Yes.
I have a question for you, but first, I think you should be lying down for this question, because here's the question.
Yeah.
I know you enjoy and suggest and do a lot of the Alexander traditional constructive rest, lying down work, and it's great. It's wonderful. And so I'm asking you, as somebody who does a lot of it also, what you suggest to students for the height of the books or magazines underneath their head.
Wow. That is a politically charged question. I hope you realize that.
Oh,
There are
no.
theological disputes on that topic. Apparently, it almost broke
It's a
one.
religious issue then. Oh, my
It pretty
goodness.
much is, and I know of at least one training course where that question almost broke the course apart. So,
Really?
yeah.
Oh.
So, but I want to just correct you on one thing. It sounded like that's all I do is.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I just mean that you
I
do
felt a
utilize
little
your whole.
like
No, but
I am into naps.
yeah.
I am into naps from time to time, but
No,
I
no.
don't sort of spend 6 or 7 hours a day
No,
in the lying
I
down
know. I
position.
know, but.
And I don't actually, I do use it in my teaching for sure,
Yeah,
but I
that's
don't,
good.
I'm guessing that I use it less than most teachers.
Oh,
I
really?
think so.
Okay.
So
No,
what
I
was the
didn't
what was
mean
the
to imply that you spend a day
yeah.
lying down,
So what's the book
but
height?
I wanted
The book
to
height.
know what you tell people or what you think about how much height.
Yeah.
So students are often told, go home and practice the, not practice, but go home and lay in this constructive
Okay.
rest position
I'll give
and
you
think
my
of,
quick I'll give
huh?
you my quick gauge. You're lying on a firm surface, the carpet or whatever, a table. You have your knees, either if you do it in the traditional way, you have your knees bent and you're directing your knees up to the ceiling and there's enough friction between the soles of your feet and the floor or the carpet that they're not about to slide out from under you. That's kind of important, right?
Don't do it on ice, no.
Oh my God, don't do it on ice. The method, the version I use, which takes away, it's designed to take away pretty much anything you have to do, is to put a roller under people's knees, and that way you don't have to, you can, you don't have to do anything with your legs. And then under the student's head or under your head, if you're doing this at home, which a lot of teachers, including myself, recommend, you put some books. Now, I once had a student in Toronto who, when I told him about the books and we measured it out and we knew exactly how many was good for him, he asked me, "Is it okay if they were French books?" And that really caught me quite off guard. But anyway, they can be books in any language. And the books are paperbacks are nice because they have a little bit of softness to them. You have half a dozen different paperbacks of different heights, and you experiment with putting them under your head. And by under your head, it means where your occiput, which is kind of the little bump on the back of your head, actually touches the book. Would you describe it that way? It's resting on the
Yes,
book.
yeah, so you don't want your neck
You
on
don't
it.
want your neck being pushed
Yeah.
up or and you want your head to be more or less in the center of the book. And a lot of times you really have to reach around with your hands and feel because you might be on an edge and not know it. It's not too good to be on an edge generally.
No, but if you do this kind of nice lying down work, you won't be on edge for long,
You
so
won't be on edge for
no.
long. And you find a height. The rough and ready guide that I use does require a second person, is you have someone looking at the side of your neck. You have to get down on the floor and take a look. And generally, I would say the line formed by your neck should it should definitely not be pointing downwards and probably should be pointing slightly up as a first
Well, you
approximation.
mean the line towards the head.
Yeah, the line going from right to left, from the torso area to the head, the line of the neck looked at from the bottom of the neck, looked at from the side, just maybe a very gentle slope upwards as a first approximation. And then you want to check and see whether you're reasonably comfortable in that position. And you also want to check that you're not feeling any tightness or constriction in your throat that seems new. Because it's possible if you have too many books, it could kind of compress your throat. But generally, I found for most people that very slight rising line. And most people, I don't know what thickness of anywhere from half an inch to an inch and a half or two. Two would be fairly high. What's your experience with that?
Well, I think the idea is that you really want this to be as close to standing,
right,
how you are standing, as possible. And are basically saying it in terms of what you don't want, because there's a wide range. You could have a lot more height underneath your head, and it might just be fine. It might help you think of lengthening your back a little more, or you could have less height, and it might help you with your neck not over straighten it. And so there are good things to both. But ideally, you don't want to have your head dropping back behind your body. Well, I know that sounds funny because it's all lying on the table. But you don't want to have your head tipping, so that if you were to continue with that direction of movement, you would end up arcing, lengthening into the table instead of lengthening straight out behind the top of your head,
right,
or slightly forward and up. And then, again, you don't want to have too much height to where your chin presses into your neck.
Exactly. So that's the balance.
That arc would then have continued arcing around and over and down. So you want the arc to either go forward and up, or just straight out, forward and out from the way to the top of your head, or just straight out from the top of your head.
So it really helps to have another. I think it's probably most helpful to have an Alexander teacher show you, but I think you could actually get someone else to show you following the instructions we just gave. It would, and the classic advice given, I think, by most teachers is, 15, 20 minutes a day would be nice. You could listen to the radio while you're doing this, or you could make it a time when you're kind of paying attention to your body more. You could use it either way. You could do it in the morning or the evening. Find your own schedule. For me personally, late afternoon is the perfect time.
I suggest, if it's a good time for you to say that?
I think we should. I think we should have a second conversation on this.
Well, let's
topic.
Just put this in, because you've suggested in terms of time to do it and that kind of thing. I just want to add my.
Okay.
Suggestion on that too, which is, it's not a bad thing to do any time that you can do it, because we don't generally, as a species, this time in the world, we don't in civilized countries, we don't lie down that much, except for at night, and so it's not a bad thing to just take even 12. I think it takes 12 to 15 minutes for the fluid to go back in the discs of your spine. The fluid that's there in the morning when you wake up, and that's why you're taller in the morning when you first get up, takes about 12 to 15 minutes for that to be reabsorbed. And so it's not bad to lie down when you can for 12 or 15 minutes and do that. And then it reminds you of taking a little break and stopping and giving a little more attention to what you're doing with your body.
Absolutely.
So that's my two cents.
So we'll end it on that.